Why so angry, Stuart?
Because I think the planning committee was a kangaroo court. It was like talking to a nobbled jury. And it goes to the heart of a bigger issue on Peterborough City Council's planning department and the committee, which is that the chairman, Councillor Harper, is really just a front man for the person who really runs the committee, which is the cabinet member, Peter Hiller, and the officers. And this is meant to be a proper quasi-judicial and regulatory oversight committee, and it really isn't. It's just a rubber stamp committee. They've let local people down. Steve Allen's quite right. I mean, this was the largest cannabis bunker ever discovered in the UK. The council have not bothered to secure it or put any enforcement action. They've never done any proper enforcement action on that site. It breaks council policy because it's in the open countryside, it's outside the village envelope, it's unsustainable, travel is poor there. The report was flawed and inaccurate and full of errors, and frankly the officers were not truthful in their answers. And I just feel that...
So you're saying officers were lying?
They misled the committee in a number of areas, and they were not taken to task by Councillor Harper, who just sat there and incidentally also accepted Mr. Nicholls' evidence, which was nothing to do with the planning application and didn't seek to close his evidence down, but was very quick to close down the views of the neighbour, Mr.
Johnson. He represented the family, Mr. Nicholls, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah. I mean, I've told the head of planning quite bluntly that I will hold him personally responsible for any criminal activity that occurs on the site afterwards, given that it was travellers that were responsible before for this site being the venue for this activity, which culminated in the raid a number of months ago on the site.
Planners have to follow guidelines, though, don't they? Otherwise, these decisions can be challenged. So they must have followed the guidelines. They're not stupid people, are they?
No, but what they're doing is they're forcing a generic policy onto specific sites and overriding their own planning policy. I Green is saturated with official and unofficial traveller sites. And what they're doing, I think the most insidious thing about this is they're using the Human Rights Act to basically say, if you don't grant this, we'll lose on appeal because of the Human Rights Act. It will cost the council a lot of money. And what you're creating is two classes of applicants. You know, if someone builds a warehouse behind my garden, I can't say, well, it's my human rights that have been inflicted. That's never appeared in a report. But at every traveller site, there's something about Article 8, right to a family life under the Human Rights Act, and that's wrong, and it causes anger and resentment for the settled community that they feel their rights to enjoy a decent living and a decent quality of life and amenity. And what irritates me is that, you know, these planning officers, they don't even live in Peterborough. The head of planning lives in a leafy town in East Lincolnshire. He has no conception of the upset and anger that he and his policies, with his frontman, Councillor Harper, are actually inflicting. And it makes people more than annoyed, it makes them angry. And I think that that's why I described it as the worst planning decision I'd seen in 11 years. And given how useless and incompetent Peterborough City Council usually is, that's quite saying something, given their disastrous housing policy, the worst SATS results in the country. I mean, they are a shambles, but of course traveller policy again, which they don't really have, is another example of where they're failing the people of this city and my constituents.
You say it's one rule for one, one rule for another. That's what you're saying here, basically. You're jumping on Peterborough City Council again. Is this part of your wider spat? Because you seem to be falling out on a number of issues with Peterborough City Council at the moment. Is this about travellers? Is it about the council? What is it? You're falling out with John Holditch, you're falling out with Peter Hiller, Councillor Harper. I mean, what's going on?
I'm falling out with people because they're not delivering fairness as they should do to my constituents who are taxpayers. And this policy is wrong. If they want to deal with the traveller policy, they need to work with other local authorities. They need to have a fair methodology for allocating pitches. They need to do this properly. But saying to people in villages like I Green and I, you have to lump it, basically, get on with it, we need these pitches, and it just so happens that you're the unlucky one. It's absolutely wrong, it causes people to be angry, and the misuse, frankly, the egregious misuse of the Human Rights Act, which should not be appearing, it's not a planning matter, the Human Rights Act, is wrong. And therefore, you know, I hold them responsible. But I also hold Gillian Beazley, the chief executive, responsible, because she, again, on the issue of SATs, the disastrous 151st out of 151 local education authorities, she's also culpable in not doing anything about this issue. So, yeah.
It sounds like you quite like the chief executive to go, the leader of the council to go, and half the council.
No, I think there are some very good people on the council, but I think on some key areas they are not up to the job.
Well, you've had a go at, you know, you've had a go at Gillian Beazley, you've had a go at Peter Hillier, you've had a go at John Holditch, the head of planning. I mean, you know, who else?
Well, these are decisions.
Is there just ineptitude in every level at Peterborough City Council?
Yes, yes. There's no vision. There's no proper coherent policy. The officers run the council. The councillors don't show proper leadership. And frankly, you know, we've seen that this week with attacking the government, a tissue of lies, frankly, because it's nothing to do with universal credit. A minority of people are on universal credit. I'll give you one example. Councillor Holditch said to me last week, well, you know, this spare room subsidy change has released 200 new homes for the city council, and that's great. And then he goes onto the media 2 days ago and said, the problem with the bedroom tax is it's causing homelessness. You know, the guy's either confused or he's being deliberately duplicitous. You know, you can't blame the government constantly for your own mistakes and errors and lack of a proper vision. And so I think you need to address that.
You're saying planners are liars? John Holditch is a liar? And there's ineptitude at every level? People need to think about their positions? Scathing. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard an MP criticise not only people in his own party so strongly, but also his own council.
Well, this is the local authority. And incidentally, I would say about Councillor Holditch that he sent me a threatening letter after I raised the issue of the energy park in 2013 in Parliament. Him and Councillor Seaton sent me a letter effectively questioning my right to represent my constituents in Newborough and Thorney. This was the administration effectively that spent £3.2 million on trying to put 500,000 glass panels in a solar park on prime agricultural land. They have a history of calamitous cock-ups that cost the taxpayer money. And my job is to look after the interests of my constituents who elected me.
But you're saying none of the things going wrong are the government's fault. So the government haven't caused any of these things to go wrong. They've not, you know, taken away the money from tenants. They've given it to people who are on drugs looking for homes. They've not done that. Universal credit's not affected anybody. The cuts at Peterborough City Council has not affected anything. You're saying your government is completely absolved of blame in any of that.
The government has created or helped to create an economic situation, as I said to you earlier in the week, where unemployment has dropped hugely in Peterborough. Youth unemployment has dropped. The number of NEETs, young people not in education or training, has dropped hugely.
Well, the council have to do more and more with less and less, don't
we? We've got big increases in private sector jobs in the city. We are doing quite well economically. It's sheer complete incompetence of this council.
The schools are not under their control. They're all academies.
Yeah, well,
this was your plan, wasn't it?
Something.
This was your big plan. Look, no, it's not gone right. I mean, accept some responsibility.
They keep complaining about this, but this is an issue for local education authorities everywhere. You know, you can't
but
say...
But you've created.
This is the point. No, you're wrong there. The point they're making is we're suffering in Peterborough because of the government. Well, other changes have affected local education authorities who have massively improved their educational attainment. They've got academy chains. They've got problems with the number of children with English as an additional language, but they've got off their backside and done something about it. They've got extra help from central government. This administration has not, and I think that is the problem.
Finally, on the subject of travellers, if not in I, where? Because we keep being told we've got to build these pitches, we've got to have places in Peterborough, otherwise we end up with illegal encampments, we end up with the Crescent, with caravans on, or the swimming pool, or wherever it is in Peterborough. If we're not going to have them in Eye, where are we going to have them?
Well, there are two separate issues. One is the emergency stopping places. We need to make sure there's more than the one in Dogsthorpe. We need to have a proper, fair, open, transparent system to allocate them. And in terms of the permanent pitches, if we need them, there are already 10 allocated in the local plan, 10 pitches.